Hey guys, this is Onyema Courage, also known as That Cool G, and it's basically my first episode for this music business series. I am a talent manager, I am a music business consultant, I am an A&R, and also a PR agent. So I've been in the music industry for 8 years now. I started in 2012, and so far it has been awesome. We keep learning and we keep growing. Basically, I won't say I am where I should be or where I would love to be, but I'm glad that I've pushed it this far. So here with me, I will be sharing some tips that I've acquired over the years that could help you as a music preneur, as an artist, as an A&R, as a talent manager, to be able to push your talent or push your career, you know, from where you are to the next step or the next phase. So just hang in there and we'll have fun, I believe. But just to chip in something, I think I would really love us to just get to know me on this first episode, and then on the next episode I could drop a tip or start the whole series properly. But just to give you guys what to look out for, when you subscribe to my series. We'll be discussing the secrets of playlisting in streaming platforms, how to maximize it. Is it even worth the stress? Do you need playlists to get the streams, up? Do you need it to get the exposure you need? So yeah, basically that's what we'll be talking about in our next episode. So just do hang it there and check me out. Thanks. Kuji, signing out. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Music Business Series with Dad Kuji. In our last episode, we talked about playlisting a little bit. Also, try to introduce the series to you guys and inform you guys what we'll be expecting or what you should be expecting from this series. Today we'll be talking about playlisting. There are so many streaming platforms out there that allow playlists, if not all, and so far many artists have been able to maximize this playlist to get exposure, to reach out to their fans and grow their fan base. So today we'll be talking about playlisting. How do you maximize playlisting? Do you even need playlists in the first place? Are they important? How do you get on playlists? Because these playlists are being created by taste makers and curators who may not really be your friends, who you don't really even know where they are or whatsoever. You don't have any business with them. So how do you reach out to them? How do you get in contact with them? How do you pitch your songs to them? So that's actually what we're discussing today. So we're going to take it one step at a time. I'm going to try to explain every step in a way that all of us could understand, probably in the barest way possible for a layman to understand. So we'll start with why do you need playlists? Are playlists important? Okay, yeah, playlists are important because it's an avenue for you as an artist to reach out to a different audience. Social media is actually a very nice tool for an artist to get his content out there and find a way to penetrate the busy market and carve out his or her own audience. But with playlist, it's more like another means for you to reach out, another means for you to increase your fan base, to, you know, sell your material to a different audience entirely. So it's important because, take for example, when people are going through top 50 or whatever name of playlist or in whatever platform it is, they're actually hoping to listen to great sounds, awesome sounds, you know, nice melodies, top-notch production, dope delivery, you know, what have you. So if you can be able to get your song to playlists that have wide reach, playlists that have a high, very high audience, it's more like giving you an opportunity or giving you a chance to penetrate those markets, to get your music, you know, to those ears, and giving you a chance to, you know, get them to love your music and probably get them to love you as an artist, and then, you know, check you out and check out some of your other content. So it's more like a marketing tool. It's an advertising, it's a means of advertising your music or yourself as a brand. So playlist is cool, you know, most especially when you do it the right way, when you allow it to be organic. It's actually a very nice way for you to, you know, for you to accrue organic streams, instead of most upcoming artists these days just buy streams and get a million streams, can buy 10,000 streams. It's actually not good. It's doing yourself more harm than good, you know, because you don't have fans. That's basically what it means. You don't have fans. So you are just fooling yourself, and you are not helping your brand at all. Maybe playlisting, it puts your song out there, and even though most or at times you can get the streams, but not really convert it to fans, it's actually better than, you know, buying streams. But now, how do you know? Let's start with the first one. How do you get your songs on this playlist? Yeah, there are popular playlists on AudioMac, on Boomplay, on YouTube Music, Apple Music, Spotify, name them. There are so many playlists. So it depends on which one you want to get your song on. The first step is on how to get your song on playlist. The first step is you need to know the playlist you want your song to be on. You need to know the playlist that suits your song. You know, because all these playlists have an audience. They have, you know, people who share the same taste, people who are in love with that kind of song, with those kind of songs, with those genres of songs. You know, take for example, I have a playlist titled Street and Lamba, more like street music, amapiano sounds, you know, dance hall and all that. Then I still have even all the Zanku sounds and all, but I still have another playlist I titled Grown and Sexy. Now it's not possible for you to see the same song on Grown and Sexy and then see the same song on Street and Lamba. It's not possible, because the Grown and Sexy is for mid-tempo slow songs, you know, majorly R&B, Afrobeats with, you know, slow jams. But for Street and Lamba, it's actually high tunes, you know, club bangers and what have you. So you need to know the playlist you want to get on. You need to know the playlist. You need to know the song that you want to put on those playlists, and be sure that the song you want to put on the playlist actually fits in those playlists. So that is one. Two, how do you reach out? How do you contact these guys? You know, so first thing, you have to try to know who is creating that playlist. Is it an individual? Is it a company? Is it a firm? Whatever it is. So you have to figure out who is creating the playlist
and try to get their contacts on social media, either on Instagram. Once you could, figure out who creates those playlists, you then go to Instagram or go to Facebook or go to Twitter and then search for those guys, and then you could see their contacts on those social media platforms, mail them or something. Then for audio marketing, it's actually very easy for you to, pitch your songs for the verified audio mark playlist, or for those ones that have been created by individuals or companies like, like That's Cool G. And also you can actually, just pitch them, send them your songs on your email, and just very simple. Hey guys, I'm so so person. I do cool music and I have a very lovely song that I believe your listeners and so, playlists could vibe with. Most of them charge to get to create your song on their playlist. Others are just, others just do it for free when they connect with your sound. So either way, that is actually how to get on those playlists. Now, how do you maximize your playlist? Maximize playlisting, sorry. First thing is this. For a playlist of, let's say, 30 songs or 40 songs, it actually the chances of the audience of those playlists, listening to the songs from the number one song to the 30th song is very slim. So people actually, for a song of 1 to 30, people could, be patient enough to go through to the 10th song, and then they might just skip the playlist most of the time. Even though there are still some people who could just, hang around with the playlist to the end of it. But most people, just 5 to 10 songs, and then they are done with the playlist. So the point is, even when you are pitching, you should ensure either you are paying for the playlisting or it's for free. Try to see how, if it's possible for your song to be in the top 5 or top 10 of the playlist. That's actually when you'll be able to get the exposure you need. You get so, and then you hope that the guys who are actually listening to your songs on those playlists will end up liking your sound and, fucking with your brand entirely. So that's basically how to maximize playlists on streaming platforms. So you could actually reach out to me. I create playlists on AudioMack. I also create playlists for a couple of other firms on Boomplay, Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music. So you could reach out to me, and if I love your music, who knows, I could just put it up on those playlists. Thank you guys. See you next episode. Sorry, I'm actually getting used to this whole thing. Yeah, bye.